Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Hey, mamas, welcome to Between Us Moms. We know that nothing is more precious and scarce than your time and energy. So we just want to take a second and thank you for spending 30 minutes here with us. We sure do love you. And speaking of love, Katie, my partner in crime, my former work wife, hit us with your cliff notes.
So I'm going to let today be a choose your own adventure cliff notes. Do you want to talk about Kaya gearing up to walk?
Okay.
Or pregnancy constipation?
Ooh, this is hard because I love me some Kaya and I love a milestone, but I'm very here to talk about constipation, as you know. So let's go with option B.
We're going to do it. So TMI, if you don't like talking about constipation here, you've been forewarned. This is the journey that we're going to go on right now. It is awful.
Okay.
Did you experience pregnancy constipation?
Katie, remember how I told you my butthole was bleeding? Yes, is the answer. I went to the doctor because I was convinced I had some sort of butt problem. But yeah, it was constipation.
So butt problems, I feel like, are par for the course when you are pregnant. Mm-hmm. And I am going through it right now. I feel like I can only go maybe every 2 to 3 days. And by like day three, you're just in so much pain and you already feel like bloated and your bump is already starting to come through. It's just really, really rough. Like it feels like a tiny brick inside for lack of a better description. I am taking Colace.
Mm-hmm.
I drank warm prune juice last night. And then when that did not work, I put a tea bag inside of the warm prune juice. I feel sorry for myself. I feel sorry for my husband that has to go and get the prune juice and listen to me complain about this. And
I feel sorry for your butthole.
And I feel sorry for, my butt and my body. It's rough.
Every 2 to 3 days, you're saying you go. But when you go, is it like a rock hard turd, birthing a rock hard turd out your butthole?
It is. It's you would think it would be satisfying because you've waited for so many days for this moment. And it is somewhat satisfying, but it's also like,
that's it.
Yeah. That's it. Like, there's more, but you have to wait another 3 days, 2 to 3 business days. What is this baby inside me doing that's causing this, or what are these hormones doing?
Mm-hmm.
I had this with Kaya, but not to this extent that I can remember. They do say you forget everything.
Yeah.
Just don't remember it being this awful. I don't remember ever having to take a stool softener. I don't even think I took a stool softener until I was in the hospital and they gave me it. And they were like, you need to take a stool softener after.
Yeah, like you can't leave labor and delivery recovery until you poo.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is so wild. But
that was a whole other, the poop after a C-section is a whole other.
That could be an episode, I'm sure. I remember you telling me about that. So
we should just bring on moms who have had C-sections and we should just all talk about
that first poop.
Post-poop.
That's a relatable moment. Only sure women who've been through it know.
I'm sure you all want to listen to that.
Yeah.
So anyways, that's what's going on. So not only am I puking, but I'm unable to poop.
It's like you need a cork for one end and a laxative for the other.
Mm-hmm. I've never taken a laxative before either.
No, me either.
Because I've never you know, I'm a pretty regular, healthy person. This is just, yeah.
So, whole new journey.
Anyways, that's what's happening up in here. I'm sorry.
Hey, listen.
How everyone wanted to start their Tuesday.
This is a safe space. I enjoyed hearing about it because misery loves company, and I was there.
It does help to know that I'm not alone in this.
Yep.
It helps to know that in a weird way, like, I'm sorry for what your butt went through, but I'm glad that it's not just my butt.
Right. It's a universal pregnant butthole issue.
Yeah. So if you guys have any tips, you know, send them on through.
My cliff notes are right on theme with yours. Oh. Weird Ooh. Things that happens to your body as a woman when you're pregnant. I've officially entered the stage of pregnancy where I can no longer see and or groom my lady bits.
Ooh, that is a tough point in pregnancy.
It
because yeah, you're in the shower. You want to, you know, shave a little, but you can't see what you're shaving.
Nope. It's a dangerous game. And I will say I've never been more winded in my entire life than sitting on the edge of the tub trying to take care of that. So I think this is a throw money at the problem and go get a wax.
Ooh, did you schedule an appointment?
Not yet, because it really, like, yesterday was the day where I was like, all right, I can't do this anymore. It happened earlier this pregnancy. Like, I'm days away from my third trimester.
Yay.
I feel like I hit this point somewhere it was almost the very, very end. I remember I actually, for the first time, Googled, like, can I get a wax when pregnant, when I was very close to delivering Dylan. And, like, they were like, you can, but, like, if you get any sort of infection, it could be really bad for your labor and delivery. So I didn't do it. But this is earlier. So I think I'm going to make an appointment and just have them handle the business, because I can't do it.
I always wonder if when you're pregnant, so I've never gotten a wax whilst pregnant. I actually haven't gotten a wax in a really long time. I'm more of a shave it all off type of person.
Yeah.
And I'm usually good at, like, maintaining that. But I wonder if when you're pregnant, because everything, you feel everything more, like, you're just sensitive down there. I wonder if it hurts more.
My guess is yes.
Okay.
Because, well, think about it. When you're on your period, they usually say don't get your eyebrows waxed because it will hurt more. It's something to do with your hormones. And, like, my hormones are effing crazy right now. So I'm sure it'll probably be some sort of torture, but I'm going to do it because I can't live this way. Yeah. I'm not trying to rock a bush. So my dad is within an earshot. So I feel so bad.
I think this podcast may be the episode that we don't necessarily want our dads or our husbands listening to.
Right.
I do, like, really feel for, I mean, I feel for us, but I also feel for our husbands, because I am, like, not sexy this trimester. I am just not there. I mean, I'm puking. I can't poop. You can't shave.
This season is not cute. Mm. File it under fugly stages, but also beautiful, but also ugly.
You know,
we're doing great.
We're doing good. We made it. We are here.
Yeah.
And maybe we should talk about the tea.
Love it.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure, with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
This is the messiest story of all time. Miley Cyrus's mom, Tish, married this actor, Dominic Purcell. They got married in Malibu last August. And at the time, I remember people thought it was weird that some of the kids weren't there, like Noah Cyrus. Mm-hmm. Well, it turns out Noah, she's 24, dated Dominic, who is 54, before her mom Tish pursued him and then ended up marrying him. Do we need to call Jerry Springer? Because this is cuckoo.
Jerry.
So Miley allegedly had no idea that Noah and Dominic had dated, and I guess has since talk to her mom about all of this. If you trust TMZ, take it with a grain of salt. But alas, where do we even start? Could you as a mom ever even consider dating someone that your daughter had dated?
So it's crazy. No, is the answer. Like, to me, it's a very, very specific, gross ick. But to me, there's issues. The rumor mill is saying that Tish didn't talk to Noah about it, that she blocked Noah on Instagram, that she hired security to keep them away from the wedding. I think if you're the mom, it's your job to be the adult, no matter what. And to me, this is giving weird high school energy, and I really don't like it. Like, I tend to think Tish is really cool, and she seems to have raised these like really artsy, fun, you know, free-spirited children. And so she's done some stuff right, but this feels like maybe there's more to the story we don't know, but all the highlights I keep reading are not great and are kind of a bad look for Tish. What do you think?
I'm with you. I have so much ick, and I have lost so much respect for Tish Cyrus because she is the adult in the situation. You pursued a man that your daughter could have potentially slept with.
Right.
Why would you even want that man mixed in your family? Then I think about the whole, is there no communication going on with this family? Like, are they not, did Noah never tell her mom that she was dating this person? Did Tish know and she just did not care? And how did Miley not know?
Right.
Like, and so I'm going to give you guys a little bit of insight because we work in the industry and we know how reps work. But as soon as that story came out where it said Miley had no idea, I was like, that is her PR rep trying to make sure that her name is not dragged into this hot mess of a story and that she has no blood on her hands. But I don't really believe that. I feel like you are constantly with your mom. We saw you with her at the Grammys. You threw her wedding and you're telling me that you didn't know that your sister dated this man? Like, this man never brought it up?
Right. And it's not like they don't all live in the same city. And
right.
Yeah, it's weird. It's just,
and the fact that I guess Tish did know makes it even sicker.
Allegedly, Tish knew that Noah dated this man.
And you're blocking your daughter on Instagram?
Yeah, it's so weird to me. I think, okay, let's show some grace. Being a mom, super hard. And I'm sure it just gets harder as your child grows up and dynamics change and then they're adults. I'm sure there's complexity to that. And love. Love is messy. Love can be really hard. Love can be complicated. But from what we know and from what is being reported, she's made some icky choices. If it were me and I loved this man, it starts with a conversation with your daughter. And at the end of the day, your daughter wins. Your family over everything, always.
Hands down, you said it perfectly. I just can't even imagine contemplating, let right. alone going after someone that you know has been in a romantic relationship with your daughter. It's yeah. just icky. Think about, you know, when you're that age and you're in your early 20s and you get your heart broken and you're going through the ups and downs of relationships and you're trying to figure out love and what do I want out of a partner? And then your mom is the one causing more layers and more pain to what you're already potentially going through. I just think Tish is fully in the wrong here. And Noah really feels like the victim in this situation. I've interviewed Noah like a ton of times. She's a super nice girl. And I want to give her a giant big hug right now. And I feel like the Cyrus family has a lot of therapy to do.
And from one mom and one family who probably needs some therapy to a mom who's clapping back in an epic way, we got to talk about Kristen Cavallari, because she hard launched her romance with Mark Estes on Instagram last week. She posted a pic with him and she wrote, "He makes me so happy." He then reposted the picture on his Instagram stories with some heart emojis. And then on Friday, she joined him and his friends who have a joint TikTok account called The Montana Boys, where they make these videos about being in the cowboy lifestyle and they dance to country music. And she got in on the fun and they made this clip of her dancing and lip singing along to Jason Aldean's song, She's Country. And then Mark kind of like pulls her in from behind and gives her a hug before the video ends. And here's the deal. He's 24. She's 37. She has three kids with her ex, Jay Cutler. So this whole news of them dating and their age difference has a lot of people weighing in online on their relationship. And she caught wind of all that. And she posted a clip to TikTok where she's mouthing words to a clip that said, "So what are you going to do about it? Are you going to arrest me? Are you going to give me a ticket?" And then she captioned it, "When they're all up in arms that I'm dating a 24-year-old. And so, Katie, my question for you is, at what point do you think an age difference is an issue?
At this point.
Okay. Say more.
So, okay. It's funny because Kristen actually had this dating expert on her podcast, and they were talking about age gaps and they were talking about like who would be someone good for her. And, you know, maybe you should date someone who doesn't want any more children because you don't want any more children. And maybe you should date somebody a little bit older. And he was giving her the dating parameters that she should set on a dating app. Well, this guy failed that test. Mm. I also just think, so she's 37. She has three children. How did you meet this TikToker? And what do you have in common with this TikToker who is 24 and has decided to make a living, no hate, not even recording your own country songs, but lip singing to other people's country songs? Like, you get in a line with your guy friends and then you each lip sync a lyric of the song and you post it to TikTok. Like, that is how this guy is making his living. How did she meet this person? What do they have in common? Part of me thinks Kristen just likes to be in the news. And this is how she's doing it.
Interesting. It's certainly gotten buzz. So you're not wrong there. I think, is this her second husband?
No.
No, it's not. It's absolutely not. Can he make her happy? Sure. And can she have some fun and date this person and have a season with him? By all means, power to you. You do you. You're gorgeous. You're hot. You're successful. You know, live your life, sis. But if the goal is to find her forever man, this ain't it.
Like, this is not the person. So it's like, are you just wasting your time? Are you wasting his time? Or like you said, totally cool to just have a little fun. He's cute. You're cute. Do your thing. Yeah. I just think about to the example you're setting for your children. Like, how do you explain this to them?
Yeah.
Because I think our choices, going back to the whole Tish Cyrus thing, have an impact on our children. And if you see mommy with this guy who's like only a few years older than like your oldest son, how do you explain that to them? And how do you set these standards for your daughter? I just think it's something to consider, but she looks incredible. She is hot. I don't know what her end game is here.
Set her up with if you could pick an ideal man for her?
Like an entrepreneur. You know, I do find her dating history a little bit questionable after Jay Cutler. Remember, she dated that weird comedian, Jeff Dye, and they had a lot of back and forth in the media on their podcast, kind of attacking each other like that.
Right. Got dirty.
Yeah. So I think she needs someone a little more stable, a little bit older, potentially someone who also has children, who isn't going to want children one day.
Yeah.
Not to say this guy wants children, but he's 24. I'm sure there's a high chance, likelihood, he does want children one day. And she said no.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm done. I birthed three babies. That's it for me.
Just to play devil's advocate, if Kristen were a man and Mark were a woman, do you think that this relationship would have a better chance of going long term?
So it's funny you said that because I was actually just thinking that. It also gives me the ick the other way around.
Mm-hmm.
I think we talked about it with Bradley Cooper and Gigi Hadid. Like it just, it's a little bit different because they're both parents. So I guess that's a little bit different. But then I also think about Ryan Seacrest dates like a 24-year-old and he's like 54. I think about Dominic Purcell and Noah Cyrus. What do you guys have in common with a 30-year age gap? It feels creepy AF to me.
You know, I think that women just tend to emotionally mature so much faster than men. So I think the odds of it going the distance are better when the roles are reversed and the woman's younger, because I think we're just more historically just, I think it shows we're ready to settle down and like have committed relationships sooner. But I hear you. There's something about life experience and just the years under your belt that and makes you more compatible.
Yeah. And like, even like getting references, like television show and movie references.
Totally.
You know, it's like, they're not going to get it. I just don't know what you're connecting over except for being sexually attracted to this person.
Right. And that fades over time. So
exactly. And do I think it's possible? Sure. I think it's possible. But I think anything more than like a 7 to 10 age year gap feels like it's probably doomed.
Yeah. Cause you know? Then you get into that age gap where like technically you could have been their parent.
And that's what's weird. Like, it just feels a little bit icky to me. Like, what is going on in your brain that you like that? I don't want to judge. I just, that's my stance on it.
I hear you.
All right. Well, from Kristen to Kelly Osbourne. Kelly Osbourne and Sid Wilson of Slipknot welcomed their son back in 2022, but now she's talking about his son's name and why they are changing it. On her family's podcast last week, Kelly said that she and Sid had the biggest fight ever over whether their son, Sydney, should have both of their last names. Initially, she caved and Sydney only took his dad's last name. That's what the dad wanted. But she says now, after lots of eye-opening conversations and couples therapy, he has seen the light and they are going to legally change their son's name to have both of their last names. What are your thoughts on this? Like, do you think a child should have both parents' last name? Do you get where she's coming from?
You know what? I do. And I think because Osbourne is such a legacy name, like this family is Hollywood royalty. They've been around forever. I think it's a conversation that needs to be had. I think it makes sense. And I don't think it should be a huge fight. When I got married, I chose to make my maiden name my new middle name. There's something about having these names, just you're tied to them. You know, like names are emotional and like names come with history. And sometimes if it's important to you and it's important to your partner, I think it's at least worth having the discussion. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
I don't know why it was such a big deal for him not to have Osbourne.
Yeah.
That's, I think, the most alarming thing to me. I think if it's something that she felt was important to her, why not be happy about that? And why not like respect your partner's wishes and have both last names? I just don't see it having any harm. So I totally get where she's coming from. And I feel like he's the one in the wrong here. Like, if she brought it up initially, I don't know why it escalated to their, quote, biggest fight ever. I think he should have probably respected the wishes and been like, yeah, totally. Osbourne Wilson. That sounds great to me. It's half your kid, half my kid. Like, we made this child together.
Right.
And I hear you and I, let's do it. I just don't know why it escalated to that point. But I'm glad that she stood up for herself and that it was something that she wanted to revisit and it was on her heart. So I'm glad that she got that to happen. And I'm team Kelly on this one.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, it's time for OMG of the week. Michigan mom Megan Meyer was shopping at Target when she saw a dress in the young girl's clothing section that made her say OMG. At first glance, the dress looks cute, modest. It's kind of like the smock-styled patterned dress with cute puffy balloon sleeves. It's pink and white. But when she took a closer look, she noticed that there were little side cutouts at the waist. So she took to TikTok, as you know, so many do, to post about the dress and showed the dress and said, "It doesn't feel like this dress is appropriate for this age group at all," which she said is geared towards like 6 or 7 year old girls. And then asked the question, "Am I overreacting?" TikTok was divided. So many people were saying, "You're not overreacting, you're parenting." But some moms were like, "I think this is super cute." What do you think about showing a little skin on a 6 or 7 year old girl?
It's so interesting because I think at first glance, I wouldn't think anything of it. But I also think we're living in a time and age where we're a little desensitized. Like, people are naked all over the internet. They're hardly wearing clothes. And like, I think we're just a little too used to seeing skin. And so I think that I wouldn't initially have even blinked an eye until she brought up this argument. And it is a little bit weird when you think about it. Like, why do we need, I mean, it's just a cutout on the side. I don't think it's a big deal, but why even do that? Like, I think when you put it a little cutout on a woman's dress, it's to kind of enhance the sexiness or to show a little curve or just, you know, a little hint of skin to be a little sexy. And do I think a 6 or 7 year old needs to be doing any of that? Absolutely not. Do I think it's the worst thing? No. Like, I put Dylan in a little baby bikini, you know, so I may not be the right judge, but I see her point and I don't think she's wrong. What do you think?
So I totally see her point, and I don't think anyone can be wrong in this situation. I think you're the parent. You can decide to buy the dress or you can decide not to buy the dress. I feel like there's so much division right now, especially in our country, with people deciding what's okay for other people and judging people for what other people are doing. And I think if you see the dress and you think it's not appropriate for a 6 or 7 year old, guess what? You do not have to buy that dress. You do not have to dress your daughter in that dress. If she wants the dress, you could say no. So all that to say is just do you. Do I think a cutout on a young girl's dress is probably a little bit inappropriate? Yes, but that is my opinion, and other people might not have the same opinion as me. And I think we should just show more people love instead of criticizing constantly. And that's kind of where I stand on this. Do you think I'm being cuckoo?
I'm with you. No, I'm with you. I think there's a real thing to just like mind your business. I recently heard there's this influencer, What's Gabby Cooking?
And
Gabby was doing her thing in the kitchen and someone just weighed in saying they didn't like the way she decorated her kitchen. And her response was perfect. It was, "Be busier. Like, mind your business. Like, don't be so bored that you have to weigh in on other people's choices and lives. Just trust that this parent knows what's best for their kid and move it along."
Exactly.
I'm with you. I hear you.
That's how I feel. But yeah, maybe Target, don't put cutouts in girls' dresses.
Yeah, it's an easy way to avoid conflict.
Totally.
From one hot topic to a hot mama, a mama we love, Jess from season 6 of Love is Blind. She stirred up a huge debate about how a person and when a person should disclose that they're a parent when they're in the dating process. But she recently opened up to the Today Show and said that she has no regrets about how she handled being a single mom on the show. Of course, she has a 10-year-old daughter named Autumn, who she had when she was 18 years old. And when she was on the show, she waited a little bit to tell the people she was dating that she was a mom. And she said, I have no regrets about it. I really wanted to give someone the opportunity to get to know me first and not lead with the fact that I'm a mom, because although that's the most important part of who I am, it doesn't define me. I felt like I needed to give the men time and space to get to know other things about me before bringing that into the conversation. And now she says that she's off the show and she plans to share her entire experience with her daughter. She's going to let her watch the season within reason. And I just think she's a great mom. Everything she said when she disclosed to Jimmy that she was a mom, she made me cry. I was like, you know, talking about missing her daughter, about how her daughter's her best friend, how she'd never been away from her that long. She handled it with a tremendous grace. So she is a mama I love. I know you love her too, Katie.
Yeah, she was definitely the standout of this season. And I think going back to the question, when should you disclose that you have a child when you are dating somebody? I think, like she said, It's really up to that person.
Yeah.
There's no rule that you have to disclose it within the first date. If somebody doesn't want to be with you, and I think Jimmy is a perfect example of this and how he handled it when she eventually did tell him, he had such a horrible reaction.
Horrific.
That he made me so freaking mad. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad she didn't end up with him. I feel like he was just not her person. So I think it's up to the mom or the dad, if it's a single dad, to disclose that when you feel most ready. But like she also said, you want someone to like you for you.
Right.
First and foremost. And then, yeah, I think it's important to say like, hey, by the way, I have a child. But I think you can wait until you feel really comfortable with that person. Like, you don't owe that person anything. And I think when we think about the pods, we should also remember, yes, they are going on a lot of like pod dates, but all that happens within like 1 or 2 weeks. Like, it goes really, really, really fast and you cover a lot of topics in a really short amount of time. So I don't think she needed to disclose that right off the bat whatsoever. I love her. I think she handled herself really well this season. And I'm excited to hear when she's ready to show her daughter what her daughter thought of everything. And I hope she gives us a little glimpse of that.
Yeah, she did say in her interview with Today that her daughter was a little disappointed, you know, that she was back so soon and that their story hadn't unfolded the way that they planned. But they have complete peace of mind knowing that it happened the way it was supposed to. And I also loved this. Before she said yes to going on the show, she had her daughter watch season 1 of Love is Blind to make sure she was comfortable with it. And she said if she hadn't given her the green light, she wouldn't have done it.
I really do respect and love that.
Yeah, I think it's so, so great. I do think there is something to be said about disclosing you're a parent up front, because like sometimes we just don't have time to waste. And if someone's going to have a problem with it, maybe you need to know right off the bat. But I loved the way she handled it. I thought it was perfect.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And I think that's why it's up to the person. I think if you're on a dating app, you can put that you're a mom. You can put that you're a dad. You can have all that. And if someone chooses to swipe no, then guess what? That person probably wasn't
your person.
Yeah,
that's right. Well, Jess, you are definitely our mama we love this week. You're honestly, you've been the mama we've loved for weeks. but from one mama we love to another, on Friday, we have Josie Leinart coming by. She is going to talk about juggling all the things. Actress, influencer, wife, mom, lawyer. Hello. She is a boss. You're going to love this episode. She's truly mom goals. And in the meantime, thank you so much. This half hour goes so fast. We're so grateful for you and we're so grateful that you keep showing up. We hope you love this space as much as we do. And like we always like to say, motherhood is a sisterhood.